This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we look at the latest surge in cheese prices with Mary Ledman, global dairy strategist with Rabobank Finance, who says while cheese prices remain strong now, you never know about tomorrow.
When you're looking at putting together a risk management plan, you absolutely need to be considering that there's going to be another shutdown somewhere, sometime. And the markets today, we did not predict the cheese market bouncing back up here above $1.50, let alone breaking through $1.70. And quite frankly, I don't think the supply-demand fundamentals really support the markets being at the levels that they're at. But you can never argue against market sentiment as well, right? I mean, there are people, companies going to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they're buying barrels, they're buying block cheese, they're buying butter, and it's because they've got demand for this product. And what we saw first was the surge at retail. Now we're experiencing the surge at food service, but you have to feed a bull market. And each of these surges are going to be followed by a period of more quiet buying. And what's really driving the buying were the gradual reopenings in some of these food service outlets that were, maybe they had worked through the inventory that they had and they're operating at maybe 10 to 15%. Now they're looking at operating at 30 to maybe 50%. We don't see any of them coming back 100% in 2020 here in the U.S. But even getting to operating by 75% by the third quarter may be optimistic. And what's important to understand in the U.S. is basically one third of all U.S. dairy products, finished products, are used in food service. And it comes to cheese, it's 50%. So we've had this initial, you know, restocking here where we've gone from, say, 0 to 30%. You know, we're not going from zero to back to 100%.
She says that's another reason to focus on risk management.
So if you've not used risk management tools out there, I encourage you to do so. There is nothing that is preventing us to going back to a dollar cheese. Now, I think the probability of that happening has decreased, but it's still out there in the range of probabilities. I think it will be very difficult to continue going through kind of this peak milk production season that we're in to sustain cheese prices where they're at today. So I really think we're going to see this sawtooth type markets, or we're going to go up, we're going to go down, we're going to go up, we're going to go down. We may test some new peaks. I'm not sure we're going to test new valleys, but you have to be cognizant that this is the recovery on a global basis, longer term, and really over 6 months. I think one of the real benefits for American agriculture that COVID-19 has presented is that food is being looked at in a different light. We have consumers that never had a thought about food scarcity. You know, they would, in the Southeast, you know, places that have hurricanes, right? They would see from time to time barren shelves. So maybe in, you know, before a blizzard, we might see something here in the North, in the Midwest. But nobody of our generation has experienced this type of widespread scarcity or the fear of scarcity. So I think underlining there's going to be a greater appreciation for the American farmer in agriculture and our safe food supply. And that will, you know, the combination of the strength of the dollar and our self-sufficiency and the strength of our food supply here will keep us as a major global leader. There's going to be more volatility ahead, probably not less, but more. And I think whatever you can do to put stability into your business, whatever that means for you, each producer can look at that individually. But I would encourage you to look at where the volatility came in your system and what can you do to reduce that volatility or reduce that risk.
Those are comments from Mary Ledman, global dairy strategist with Rabobank, heard on the webcast Dairy Signal. For more, you can go to pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.